Welcome to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this episode, we're going to continue our look at the five basic beliefs of living a reasonable life by looking at the third belief. Being reasonable consists of the right to do whatever does not infringe on the rights of others. Thus, exercise of these rights has no limits other than those which secure to other members of society enjoyment of those same rights. It all kind of sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? It's like something that came out of the 1960s hippie generation. But believe it or not, these words and ideas are from one of America's founding fathers, Thomas Paine. They were written in the time just after the American Revolution. His ideas have been adapted here for use with our belief system. But just take a minute to think about that statement. Being reasonable consists of the right to do whatever does not infringe on the rights of others. No long lists of thou shalt nots to obey. No book chapters full of rules, regulations, and punishments. No threats. No condemnation. Just don't infringe on the rights of others. It already assumes that you'll behave like a reasonable adult, that you'll use common sense, mind your own business. You won't bother others with what you do. And the best thing about this is that if you follow the guidelines, then you really are free to do as you please. I love the elegance and positivity of the statement, because I believe that in large part, people tend to behave as they are treated. If you treat people like criminals, with long lists of laws, punishments, and threats, then I think there might be a greater likelihood that they'll act like criminals. But if you treat people with respect and assume that they'll behave like reasonable adults, then I feel that there's a much greater chance that they'll behave that way. I also love the freedom built into this belief. Freedom to do as you please, so long as you're not infringing on anyone else's rights. There are many people who constantly talk about living in a free country, the importance of people defending their freedoms. But if you want my opinion, I think real freedom actually scares people like this to death. People being able to do what they want? Oh, that can't be right. Love whomever they want? Well, only if it fits into our narrow views. Live their lives however they want? You can't trust people to do that. They'll go wild. Now, I may be wrong, but I believe that real freedom is the very last thing people like that would ever support. There are many people in society that really like all the rules, the constraints, the keeping an eye on each other idea, which, when you think about it, isn't really freedom at all. It's not freedom if you're just doing what you're told. It was this third belief that inspired me to name our movement Reasonable. I had originally intended on calling the movement Free because of the freedom I felt when I made the break from organized religion. But the more I thought about it, the less I accepted the concept of a person truly being free, because we aren't, are we? Being a member of society involves responsibilities. In fact, when I was in high school, we were required to take a course titled Rights and Responsibility. And it's true, we do have responsibilities. Responsibilities to each other, to our community, our country, our world, the environment we live in. So, since we're not really free, I started thinking about what freedoms we do have, and that's when I started reading Thomas Paine. The quote I've included in my book and used as a model for the third reasonable belief was a revelation when I first read it. When I read that line, exercise of these rights has no limits, the elegance of the statement amazed me. All one really had to do was simply not infringe on the rights of others? No lists of punishments were necessary? No threats of eternal damnation? No fire? No brimstone? It just assumed that I was a reasonable adult, rather than some kind of aspiring criminal. It sounded too good to be true. It just sounded so reasonable. The final decision to go with reasonable was also found in my daily life. One of the most satisfying things that a person could say about me was that I was a reasonable human being. Not good, not pure, not without fault, just reasonable. And that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.